The human suffering continues in Japan after that nation's March 11th earthquake, tsunami and nuclear meltdown. After 2 months of speculation, it was confirmed that one of the nuclear reactor's core fuel rods had melted down. The release of radioactive material into the air and water has not been stopped. It is now one of the worst nuclear disasters. The evacuation area around the crippled nuclear plant continues to expand. More and more communities are being turned into ghost towns as a result of radiation. The country is turning into a state of internal refugees with no place to go. Relief efforts continue, but the global media's coverage of the story has waxed and waned. There are other natural disasters to cover, and the eruption of more civil unrest in the Middle East. Just as the media left Haiti, the Haiti disaster was abandoned, but the need for help remained with the displaced people. The effect of the Japanese disasters has had a trickle-down economic effect. The supply chain of automotive parts and specialized computer circuits used in the most popular smartphones have been disrupted. Toyota has seen its ability to make automobiles fall in Japan and in the United States. Japan is under a national electric power shortage, as the government has put a halt on other nuclear plants from going online. The chain reaction of the Japan problems will continue in the economies of their export trading partners. There has been no direct long-term plan for Japan's recovery. The nation has been in a stagnant posture since the 1990s. Japan used to be 65% of the foreign production index, and before the disaster, it is only 16%. Other emerging nations have taken manufacturing away from industrial Japan. This will lead to a longer recovery. The proud people of Japan have continued to hold on to the bare existence in some parts of northern Japan. The agricultural and fishing communities have been nearly destroyed by the tsunami or by the high levels of radioactive fallout. It is uncertain whether those communities will ever come back. For those who wish to help, donations are still be taken at redcross.org.